This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Congress wants some answers, following up on a story we told you about a few weeks ago. The story was about death benefits paid by insurance companies to the families of military men and women who were killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. The benefits run up to $400,000, and the money is supposed to be available to the family in a lump sum. But the Department of Veterans Affairs and its life insurance company, Prudential, are now under scrutiny for the way they've been handling these funds. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
They're called retained asset accounts, and it turns out they're pretty common in the life insurance industry. Here's how they work. Rather than paying out death claims all at once, the insurance companies keep the funds in an account and give beneficiaries so-called checkbooks to access the money. The companies pay the beneficiaries a small amount of interest for the money they're holding, usually 1% or less, while the companies themselves invest the money and earn a much higher return, often around 4 or 5%. The companies say these accounts are a convenient service at a time of emotional duress and give grieving families one less issue to deal with. An investigation by Bloomberg Markets magazine determined there are as many as 1 million such accounts containing some $28 billion. But critics say insurance companies are taking advantage of people with these policies at a time of great emotional strain, especially families of service members killed in action. Mark Umbrell's son, an Army Ranger, was killed in Iraq in 2007.
I thought we were going to get a check from the government for $400,000. And when I read into this, I remember my wife and I having a conversation that this is a scam. This insurance company or this bank, they're stealing money.
Now, beneficiaries can take the checkbook, write out a check for the entire amount due them, and put it in the bank. That's what Umbrell did. But he doesn't think much of the practice, especially because on the death benefit form, he requested the money be paid in one lump sum to begin with. And a lot of people try to use these checkbooks as if they were actual bank checks, which they're not, and are surprised and embarrassed when stores won't accept them or find it takes over a week for a bank to clear the drafts. Stories like these outrage people like Joe Davis with the Veterans of Foreign Wars in Washington.
To make money off of dead soldiers, you don't do that. That's just not right. And just because they are doing this to all beneficiaries across the nation doesn't make it any less egregious.
We wanted to ask the VA about these policies, but they declined to make anyone available to talk on tape. They say they're investigating the policies and this week sent a letter to family members ensuring them their funds are safe. Prudential Insurance says it's working with the VA to address concerns. Paul Graham is a senior vice president with the American Council of Life Insurers, the industry's trade group.
We've had positive feedback from beneficiaries that have liked these accounts, but we certainly are open to reviewing any problems that have occurred.
The House Oversight Committee yesterday sent a letter to Prudential outlining more than 24 questions it wants the company to answer, including how much Prudential earns on the money held in the accounts and how much interest it pays beneficiaries on that money. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation now says it also has concerns about whether the insurance companies are properly informing beneficiaries that the money held in the returned asset accounts is not FDIC insured. The benefits are protected by state insurance funds, but not to the full $400,000 amount. Brian Naylor, NPR News.